Real Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Susie, Claire Schwab, and Evan Pearson. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Good evening, good afternoon, good evening and morning, good whatever. It's Bongasations episode number 51. Back again with Dave J on the, my end's the 30th November, but Dave's on the 29th, which is the 11-11, as he just told me.
Yeah.
Dave J, what's going to happen with number 51? What's going to happen?
Well, cheers, Rick. Yeah, so cheers, Rick. So you're dealing with, we're still in what's called like a semi-metal. So antimony is element 51. And antimony is going to be used in products that deal with infrared, you know, lights, detectors. So,
interesting.
Yeah, so in the future, you know, or even right now, you have several products that deal with kind of what's called night vision. And so anytime you have a camera that deals with night vision or what's called night vision, it's going to be dealing with this type of material. And especially in night vision goggles, it deals with antimony. And of course, with that light spectrum, you're dealing with infrared, meaning you have the long wavelength. So then these will be the products that can see through the doors, can see through the walls, things like that.
Blue thunder.
And then what's that, with the Jaffa, just another new guy or something
and
like
Mr.
that.
And the Jaws guy.
Roy Schrader. Roy Schrader. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Yeah, so you're dealing with that type of stuff and you're dealing with the sense of seeing through kind of a veil, and the veil would be the wall or the body or really anything, because you can at the point of focus, you can detect at a point of focus, meaning I only want to see so far or so deep. So then that's kind of adjustable. But also antimony is, of course, it's been known, and it's what's when it's ground into a product, it's called coal, K-O-H-L, coal. Not like the coal.
Which is what people rub under their eyes and the rock bands.
And it's also the black eye makeup, with the so-called the hoax Egyptian type gods and goddesses, they used the coal makeup. It's also used for as a treatment for pink eye in some places, and cataracts, things like that. And also in some places, especially in the Middle East, they'll use it on newborn babies, like an eye ointment. As a strengthening agent, because antimony is interesting in the truth of the matter, meaning in this place, because it can consume, and it does consume gold, silver, and copper, meaning that it consumes them. And what that means is so you have, anytime you have a story that's talking about the three little umpity squats, the three little this, three little that, you're dealing with the three currency metals, which are gold, silver, and copper. Okay. Everything else is going to be a lesser metal or an alloy, something like that. So when you're dealing with antimony, this is now the fourth. So you have the three and then you have this one that consumes it, but it doesn't consume it to dissipation. It consumes it so that, the product that comes back out is even more pure. All right.
Interesting.
So the gold that the antimony consumes. So if you allow a bath of antimony to consume, gold, the gold that you then would extract out, is going to be actually, more pure than when it went in. So you'll have to, you know, separate it. Let's say, you can separate antimony, using an arsenic type bath, which is quite interesting because arsenic is 33. We talked about that kind of back in the,
is it now?
Yeah, several shows ago. Now arsenic and this, yeah, and the kind of the deal, metal poisoning, but they're also within a group called 15, which is kind of, it would be nitrogen, phosphorus, arsenic, antimony, which we're talking about now. There's only one more, which is bismuth. And that's not until show 83, but we're, but with this in particular, so you're dealing with a product that in actuality is used to not only consume silver, gold, and copper, but to then spit out a pure product, and that's why it's called the gray wolf. And what's it's called the gray wolf.
So antimony, yeah,
antimony is called the gray wolf because it consumes these and then it kicks them back out, meaning that it basically gives itself up. It's almost like a sin eater in a way, meaning that it consumes and then it kicks out, more pure, but it keeps into itself what was impure in that product. Do you see how the exchange is made? So then in alchemy, it's known as really the metal of metals, which is
because the metal of metals. Sounds metals, like a good band name.
It's like the metal of metals. It's like the metal of metals because of the three top, you know, gold, silver, and copper. It can consume those and even make them, pure. Yeah. So, what's interesting about that is then how in so that's what it really does in if you're going to be then using that product or those products in, let's say, semiconductor or infrared devices and everything that's coming into the future, even computing chips and whatnot. You're dealing with a real product, but you're also dealing with a spiritual product. Let's say with the eye makeup. So if you look at, let's say, 2 King 9 verse 30, you're dealing with the Jezebel character who, of course, it said is to then darken her eyes with this same coal or this same antimony. You have in Jeremiah, 4:30, you have the harlot, which is also the eyes darkened. Those two are speaking about, let's say, particular individuals. But then you also then go to how it can darken the eyes of a town or a city or a people. When you go to Ezekiel 23:40, in fact, it talks about the city that had painted her eyes. All right. So then you see that it's not only like a physical act, it's also a spiritual act. All right. Yep. So then, and you also then see that it's in this real place, it's used for pink eye and cataract. So it's used for the idea or for sight or for that sense of sight. Because now if you look at, let's say, the Lesser Key of Solomon and even really any of these alchemy books, because all that's alchemy, all that's spell casting, is that your number one is the sight. And what they're saying is that's the circle, the square, or the triangle, whatever type of device you have, whatever magical device you've set up. The two is then the sound or what was like the invocation, whatever kind of chants or spells that you're putting out of your mouth. The three would then be the smell of the perfumes, whatever type of smoke, perfume, scent you're putting into the room. And then the four would be the, the taste. You're actually now putting it in your mouth. That would be whatever the sacraments are. And you'll see all this in all these different, so-called faiths and religions. The five is the idea of the touch, because then you're brought together with the so-called priest at a moment where you touch, and then this transfer happens. And then the six, of course, as you know, is the present, which is the mind, because the six plus you being the one, you make the mind, the seven. So then you become, once you go through this process of this little invocation process, and this happens with all these different, whether it be Jews or the Catholics who are Jews as well. Anyone who follows Yahweh is basically a GEW or a JEW Jew. But they all go through these different,
You know, when you talk about coal being makeup, and we always say make up your mind, and you say it is to make your mind up. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's also the idea of shopping too, making up your mind, because here in the United States, there's a department store called Kohl's, K-O-L.
I know. It's a big. Is it a pharmacist or it's
no? It sells all everything. It's a clothes, shoes, makeup, all that stuff, everything.
I've seen the logo everywhere.
It's called Kohl's. Quite interesting.
And we've got our biggest supermarket is called Kohl's, but it's Coles. Same spell. Yeah. Spells it, says it.
It's
the same word. Kohl's, Coles, and Kohl's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I was like, it is it. So then I was, when you look at what is then the spiritual side of this? Because you see that it talks about Jezebel and harlot, in an individual spirit or how someone's acting, but you also have that it can be a city or a place. So then the 51st spirit, which is called Balaam. Now Balaam goes back. Balaam is in the actual. If you look at scripture, Balaam is a character who is sent out to curse Israel, or the so-called seven curses, and then it turns into blessings. So it's this idea that you have a motivation to go out of your mouth to do evil, but then the result is good, because you can't do evil to good people, you know.
Balaam and Balak. Balaam and Balak.
It's all in that same story. That the Balaam character though is also kind of this idea of it's a spirit let's say the character is a three-headed entity. So you're dealing with a bull, a man, and a ram. So that's kind of this same split personality. So you're dealing with this Balaam, or this character who comes to curse you but blesses you. So you have this bull, ram, man character who in the grimoire is depicted as riding a bear. And what's interesting about riding a bear, and he also has a hawk, or what's called a buzzard hawk, on his arm. And that's also just the idea that he consumes, like the idea of roadkill, meaning that those who are, let's say, suffering or looking for something, they don't know which way is up. They don't know anything. Their mind's open. Balaam's going to be the one who rides on in and offers you a spirit of 40 legions, you know, because he offers you the tail of the serpent. And so now you know who the character, another name is for the character of the serpent Satan. Is. Yeah. Satan. So he offers you the tail of the serpent. Not only the tail, as it'll be depicted as a tail of a serpent, you know, on the character.
T-A-I-L and a T-A-L-E. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're getting the tails of the serpent. So this thing is going to tell you all, it's going to give you all kinds of,
Notice like, also, yeah. Dave, our media, always tells us about, it's particularly in America, BLM and that's Black Lives Matter and Bureau of Land Management. But that's, if you remove the vowels using Kabbalah, it's BLM. And Black Lives Matter, Black, you got Balaam, Black, constantly in the media for over the last 10 years minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's there to keep you reminding of these names.
Well, it's also that this deals directly with what would be called the Black Spirit. So then you see how then with the idea of the black eye makeup, the black spirit, it's, so then you'll mix in the idea. And that's why there's the constant kind of racial push in the so-called news to get people fighting because all of these spiritual ideas, manifest in the physical realm through interactions of people. You know, so that's how that works. So what this character is going to do in someone's mind is it's going to offer them the past and the future kind of, you can see yourself here. You can do this. You can be a star, you know, or remind you of the past, like these constant reminders of failure, which leads a lot of these people not only into success, but into failure at the same time. They're in success, meaning that they're succeeding on the outside, but failing internally by doing self-destruction and things like that.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
And because he makes them invisible. Now, what's interesting about that is most think, oh, it's invisible as if it's, you know, like a cloak and you can't see. No, what's invisible is that these people can do these things and they get away with them because of, people are put in their path to get them out of trouble, get them out of this predicament, So they're made invisible to, not to the truth of God or to the truth of witness, which is being seen by the universe, but by they're invisible to the law of man or man's law. So they're made invisible, meaning that people wonder, oh, how can they get away with this, that, or the other thing? It's the Jeffrey Epstein character that's put in front of you that's lawless, that can do all this stuff and never be touched. That's what that character's about. It's about they want to reinforce this idea that there's these people out there that are above the law and it doesn't touch them. XYZ. That's kind of why those characters are put in front of you too. It also offers you the 2 minutes hate, you know, for a lot of these, all mad at somebody that doesn't actually matter because they're not even real.
Oh, it's just, and that's the Trump derangement syndrome people. It's everywhere.
Yeah. So I was thinking that to tie this into something that most have probably heard of, but haven't put together is called the Emerald Tablets. You've heard of the Emerald Tablets.
I have.
And the Tablets of Thoth and how those then tie in with the idea of jade and emeralds and also the color green.
And remember Jade Helm.
Yeah. Yeah, the color green, the idea of Oz and the Emerald City, also the idea of green, which equals 510 nanometers, which is 51. Absolutely. Which green, is of course
green
your
goblin.
Six.
Green goblin.
Yeah, which is your six or your present. So then you know, and then also then. What's interesting about that is if you look at the Emerald Tablets, most would look at, if you go to, let's say, a book called, what would that one be? Blavatsky's book, where she rewrote the Emerald Tablet herself. And what I found interesting about that is if you read her rewrite, she leaves out some very important bits. She leaves out the last three little lines because it's really just 14 lines and it's translated a bunch of different times by different people. But when she writes it, she leaves out the zero point, which you have 0 through 14. Usually 0 is an introductory statement, meaning that, for example,
you're listening to Bong Versations 51. Back in a minute. Keep.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
We're back, JJ, episode number 51 of Bongversations. Keep going.
So
the emerald green.
Yeah, we were talking about the emerald tablet, which they call of Hermes, the emerald tablet of
and that goes Hermes Trismegistus, which is the three again.
And you have a lot of these characters who will portray themselves as being enlightened, speak about Hermes and XYZ and as if they know anything. And you'll find out, that they don't. Because when you look at just simply this, most who have read the Emerald Tablet should have noticed this right off. Well, why don't you go to the tablet that was translated into by the Chaldean, right? Now that deals with the Phoenician, that deals with the so-called Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Those who call themselves Jews, but are not. That deals with this whole power structure in Hollywood and the Frankists and all these same characters. They're all the same group. But what you look at is you see that it says that the secret works of Chiram 1 is in essence is what they say. So you're like, who's Chiram? That should be important to figure out who Chiram is. Well, it just so happens that if you go to Manly P. Hall's Secret of All Ages.
Fantastic book. Yeah.
Well, and go to page 77.
That's right. Really?
77. It's page 77 in his actual book, and it might differ on different PDS, but the original book is page 77. It starts the Hiramic legend, which is the whole Hiram Abiff with the sea missing. It's important that what happens is that they give you the story about Hiram Abiff and they remove the sea. And the reason that they remove the sea because in numerology, every letter matters.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also the three, the G7 that was pulled and missed. So Chiram Abiff is the idea of this widow's son. Chiram is also the idea of the so-called father, who these characters call the father or is revealed as being the architect, the so-called their god. Do you know also that in the story of Hiram Abiff, now if you do, because most of your Masons are a bunch of dumbbells, so they're going to give them these stories. They're going to give them the Hiram Abiff, and then they're going to give them another placeholder story down the road. And then finally in the 33rd degree or 32nd degree, they'll tell them, oh yeah, we're all worshipers of the sun, the second sun, Lucifer, or, you know, Satan, whose light is the Lucifer that enlightens the so-called world. So they learn all this after the fact, but Chiram is given to them as being, taken out of the way by three so-called Jews. Their names all start with Jew. If it comes to me, I'll remember. But what happens is Chiram, if you look at the name Chiram, you have Chet, Resh, and Mim. So you have three parts of Chiram. So you can figure out who this Chiram character is. So you have Chet, which deals with the sun's light. All right. So that's of course the sun or the light or the Lucifer, that idea. It's also, goes back to the idea of gold or the gold man, which is why the Trump character is always in the gold. He represents this aspect. Also Chet, remember in Weird Science, is kind of like the stepbrother or the brother who's no good.
The annoying big brother. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so okay, I remember now. It's Jubala, Jubilo, and Jubilum.
Jubilum.
Notice they all start with Ju, but they also all have Bel in the middle, B-E-L, which goes back to number one, the first demon we talked about in this whole thing, the idea of the false light. But it also ties back with what we're dealing with right now, which is Balaam, which is the 51 combined to 6, which is the idea of the present. The present what? The present one. That makes your 7. So we're dealing now with the mind of this Chiram, which is this character who's presented in 72 pieces in most of these different like alchemy books. But that's quite literally the idea. And what I've told you about is the 72 kind of characteristics of the same one or Antichrist spirit. So now this Chiram or, also goes back to the Hindu. Like the OM kind of idea. And also goes back to the so-called Chaldean god Baal, which is the same thing we're talking about. Everything, it all leads back to the same exact place. It's all the same thing. So we already talked about Chet. So Chiram deals with Chet. What else? It deals with Resh and Mem. So Resh, if you have Resh, that's spirit and air or wind. It's the idea of the wind out of the mouth idea. And it also
Mim, M I M, Mim.
We're talking about Resh right now. R E S H. And then R E S H. And sometimes it's spelled R U A C H. And it deals with the spirit. It deals with the air and wind, but also in the fact that wind can be used to heat and to burn, like to help fire burn. Do you get like when you blow on it? That's important
Major bellows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with antimony, the idea of cleansing or concerning. That's also the idea of fanning or heating or burning, taking away from. So now Mim, you're bringing that up. Mim is going to deal with the idea of not only just think of it as memory, as the beginning of the word memory, and also the idea, but it's directly, water. Or in the sense of humidity or the water in the air. So then that's considered, in this type of Chaldean, like black magic, it would be offered as the mother's water.
Well, interesting that in Disney, was it, Sleeping Beauty had met in Disney's one, Madame Mim was the witch
Same exact thing. So now because remember that the same character, this same Antichrist, the same kind of
is everywhere.
It's also everywhere. The male female thing. So it's going to be presented as the witch for sure. So then if you go to the Secret of All Ages, if you start page 77, it would go through and it's going to tell you all about, Chiram and all that and how you're dealing with this character that we've already described already kind of to a T. But it also deals with, so you're dealing with now, how does it affect the person in this life? Well, it's the choice that you have. It's like the hero that you choose. Speaking of hero, season 5, episode 1 of, and this is what I was going to tell you about. I sent you that little, video of Tattoo telling you get ready for season 5 of one of the shows is Show Me a Hero, and the second little kind of fantasy on that episode is Slam Dunk, and they both deal interestingly with the same idea. I'll start with Slam Dunk. Slam Dunk, it has a guy you'll know, and dealing now we're dealing with the gold and the sun and things like that. It has old sunny fantasy island. So this one particular would have come out in October 10th. So that would have been 10/10 of 1981. So there's a guy named Sonny Bono of the Southern Cher who played a guy named Matt Cain, just like, but it's C-A-N-E. Instead of Cain, like from the Bible. So he plays Matt Cain, and his name's Sonny Bono. And
isn't it interesting? Interesting that you just say that? Because, you know, you got in the Muslim world, you got the Shir and the Sunnis, S-U-N-N-I. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Sonny Shir is not just a couple of weird rock singers from the 60s. It's a name that they've been given, obviously, because.
Oh, for sure, man. Oh, and then so he plays this, he plays a sports writer who fantasizes about being a basketball star. So he's given these magic shoes. And he's trying to impress the daughter of the owner of the basketball team. And her name is Ginger, just like the Castaways Ginger Donovan. So just when we talked about Gilligan's Island.
Yep.
And had the Ginger. Well, Ginger in this one is also now the
Tina.
The
Tina. Yeah. Tina, something of the extras was Ginger.
Yeah. So Ginger Donovan, who plays in this one, she was played by, you'll know who she's played by. She played by you had Suzanne Summers, who played in Three's Company. And when she left, there was a new blonde called, Ginny Lee Harrison. Yeah. She came in. That's who plays the, Ginger Donovan or the love interest of Sonny Bono. And what he discovers is that authenticity and like the idea of confidence matters more than a flashy watch or things like that. So it's kind of that type of story. So where he's tried through the process, refined through the process, and then he comes out on the other end, realizing that he was chasing something that wasn't needed. So, and then it's pretty much the same as kind of Show Me a Hero, which is the same idea. It's this it's either this or that. Remember, you can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
That's an interesting show.
You get with this.
Fantasy Island. I must start analyzing that show because there's a lot more into that show than because that Rourke character was. I think he's more of a Satan character, don't you?
Next episode 52, I'll bring up an episode because he actually meets the devil twice, or he meets the devil twice in two different episodes. He meets it in season 5, episode 2, and then back earlier in season 4, he meets the devil twice. Mm. And then you'll like that the devil's played by Roddy McDowell, in season 5, episode 2. Same as
Galen the Monkey.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
So, and so you'll find out that that's why I tell you there's really no separation. All this stuff is
you put it together, it all makes sense. I can tell you now, a lot of other people, it just seems like random shows, but no, there's a big common denominator here.
Yeah. So what's interesting about and here's what's interesting about the whole tie-in when we talked about earlier about the Epstein character is that when this show was originally pitched, Fantasy Island was originally pitched. It was pitched as an adult island of all sensual sexual fantasies come true.
We
love it.
It's the same, this whole Epstein's Island, Fantasy Island, the same thing. And Ghislaine Maxwell, basically the tattoo character, but taller just a tall tattoo.
So you see that this whole thing is just it's all been just a big con since from the jump.
My god, when your eyes get open though, Dave, and you know it's like far out. You just go everything that you're being pushed in, and Aaron Spelling, usually the producer of these.
Well, he's the one who was pushed it as the sex island, and they're like, we love it.
Funny that.
And you'll notice, and we'll talk about it at some point, sometime, is that the original pilot, the movie, the very first, like it would be like the first movie that the pilot, it deals with a lot of Satanist type of, input.
Yep.
Lots of different stuff, man. So then we're talking, so you have this antimony, you have this whole process that you know that it does. Consuming the gold, the silver, the copper, but also you have the gray wolf or the stalker or the idea of it. Too much can be a bad thing. So then or it can be a predator. So if you remember, there was a Liam Neeson movie called The Gray, where he was a wolf hunter. And of course his plane goes down, and then they're being tracked. And of course they make a point of discussing like his beliefs of being an atheist and things like that, because they when the wolves get put out on him, they talk about how the wolf the character, he speculates that, oh, the Omega wolf is sent out by the Alpha wolf. That's the Alpha and Omega. Do you see?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're talking about an atheist on one side. So the gray is just another Masonic storytelling of Hiram Abiff in a way, and yeah, dealing with antimony, because antimony is always, anytime you see, any type of Masonic art or even alchemy art, you know, if you open an alchemy book, there's going to be a lot of drawings and they mean something. Every bit of it means something. So if you look at any bit that's consuming, whether it be gold, silver, copper, that's antimony. It's also sometimes drawn as a gray wolf, a wolf. Yeah. And it's also going to be shown as a dragon with fire.
Yeah.
Because it's because what happens is it allows gold, silver, and copper to melt at a temperature that's not their normal temperature to melt. It basically subdues them. And that's the interesting thing about this. Oh, I was just thinking about, like, you know, how these characters are intertwined. The Gray, now thinking about it, that was directed by Ridley Scott.
How many movies has that guy done to put stuff into your head?
Oh yeah, like, well, he did the Blade Runner, Prometheus,
Alien
Covenant. Just in the what else? He did the Mogadishu Black Hawk Down for the war
total
hoax,
scam,
pushing
total
the war
scam,
hoax scam,
total scam.
he also did the Exodus Gods and Gods and Kings. I want to say, remember?
I haven't seen that. Is that good?
Well, it just pushes the same old kind of mythology, yep, on people.
Shot in Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. You'll know all the stories that are being told now that you kind of know what you're looking for, because all these symbols, once you know the symbols, you know the story. So then each time we have a show, we're putting out these different symbols. Every time you see these symbols now that you see, when you see a gray wolf in a drawing or in a movie that's dealing with alchemy, which all of them are, if they're dealing with a character's trying to change the mind of other characters, you deal with the gray wolf, you deal with the dragon, and you deal with these other characters. It's really just telling you the same story in a different way.
Interesting. The gray wolf was part of he was the Turkish, Turkish, supposedly doing all these explosions, blowing up things, mm-hmm, you know, back in the 70s, like Bader Meinhof and all that. There was one common denominator. They said it was the guy, it was named the gray wolf, that was the guy that was masterminding everything. So it's been used again. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the deal with antimony, because when you deal with antimony, you're just with what you're dealing with, you know, in life, what it can do, you're also dealing with kind of the symbology side of it. So you're dealing with the idea of not anti-man. Some people will say it's anti-man. It's not anti-man in its word usage. It's anti-man in the way that it takes man from their true thought. So the anti-system like the antimony would be these false ideas put in man's mind that makes a male turn into a man. Do you see?
Right.
It takes the male from the natural state and it makes him into a man. And the man is always going to be a fallen man, because man is a Genesis 2:4 creation. You know, he's a creation of his own mind.
Just remember the Falling Man logo is, mm-hmm, everywhere, and with David Bowie, D.B. Cooper, etc., etc. I keep going on about it, but it's there all the time in your news cycles and music.
Yeah, because the falling man is the idea of the number 12 too. So that's your three, which we talked about. Remember how this, the Hiram, it removes the C for the Chiram. So that's your 12 or your three. It also deals with water, which is dealing with the idea of intuition or what we talked about before, like what's known as like the subconscious.
You're listening to, this is Bobby Sessions 51 back
sure.
in.
No matter what your age.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
About incredible stuff here on Bong Vithoshan's episode 51. We're talking the falling man, Dave, and the Chiram, and the missing C.
The missing C. The law of the sea, the holy sea, the CC, you know,
the
CC.
Yeah,
the 33 pushed together makes your eight details. And also, you were talking about the falling man, but that's also the hanged man or the 12th kind of tarot card where he's hanging, where you also have the, where he split, he has that Trayvon Martin leg pose, the falling man from 9/11 leg pose,
and I just have to reiterate to those out there that guy that played the role of, the guy that actually was falling was the brother of the lead singer of the Village People. If you think he wasn't a staged manager, actor, just letting you know that.
Yeah. So then you also have the hanged man on the card, which is in that same figure four. Notice he's in the figure four leg. That's important because that's not only is it the 12 or the three reduced, but he's a hanging four. So then that's your 43 or your seven idea because it's bringing that into mind.
Good stuff.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you always have to remember that this is like a. It's like a. If you can see a figure eight just continually moving around and consuming itself, a thought that has been given life, meaning that you give it time to, it just does nothing but collapse onto itself. So each number logically will blend into the next. So everything works quite, and that's how you put thoughts together. You're like, does that make sense? And it will make sense until one of these points drop out and you'll get lost. You'll say, what? That didn't make sense. I lost it for a minute. Do you see how it's a detail that didn't make sense? And if a detail doesn't make sense, that's when you should drop it because the idea, like hypocrisy has no part of the truth, period. So then you have the balance of the hanging man is the balance of the passion and the knowledge, which is the red and blue. But do you notice how they put them in the upside down position, meaning that your head is where your other head should be?
Yeah.
Wrong position.
Quite blatant if you look at the symbol.
Yeah. So it's like, it's the little one doing all the thinking. And so that's there for a reason because all men who are then in the six are in the present because five plus one equals six. So the five senses brought into mind, because remember when we were talking about in the lesser key, it talks about how you manifest a thought or how you manifest a spell, I should say, is that you have the sight, the sound, the smell, the taste, the touch. And then, because those are your five, that's the full encapsulation of the body experience. You then go into mind, which is six. But if that mind is led by the fallen world, you're the hanged man.
And notice some Aaron Spelling, Steven Spielberg. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Don't wreck your Titanic on the Spielberg.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Man. So next week we're getting into. We're kind of heading into the last 50, of the
52 will be your number seven. Hey Dave, but just before we talk about that, what do you think about the set? And I shared it onto a couple of sites. You know, the seven buildings, Wang Fuck buildings. That's what they're called in Hong Kong. Wang Fuck buildings. F U C. So F K. F U F-U-K, but wang, fuck. Seven buildings that suddenly caught on fire. No.
Sounds like a controlled demolition to me.
That's what I said.
Well, the seven's going to be there now that you see it. All of these stories, because it wouldn't be as profitable or as easy to say, let's get rid of these seven buildings. We just have to get rid of them, because you're going to have all kinds of people bitching, whining, and complaining. You just do what you do. Boom, they're out of there. You know,
and they're out of there. Rollo pointed it out last night, because I'd missed it. But you know, first of all, it was 83 dead, which is your number 11 again. But then it was 120, whatever it was. It was 128 supposed dead yesterday. That's the number 11 again. And the photo on the front page of the Sydney Morning Herald is just straight out 9/11 with the wang fuck buildings collapsing. It's like, well, I said it was a controlled demolition, and now I'm really sure of it, because they want you to know that it's not safe to live in buildings, etc. And number seven, the seven's all over these stories, Dave. No one can deny this stuff that you've been.
Well, it's the key, about. Man. It's the key. It's literally the key. And I should have mentioned this before, but one of the reasons in remember we were talking about the Sonny Bono or the Sun trying to be a basketball star in that Fantasy Island episode? The key in basketball is the key where the players stand. It's called the key, which is the walkway to the basket is exactly 16 feet across. 6 + 1 = 7. So that's the mind way. And it's also called a protection zone. And it's also what's called inside the paint. You can get inside the paint, which is inside the key. Any time you have a story, especially with cities nowadays, especially with rebuilding, especially going towards the 2030 agenda and things like that, you're going to have a lot of places that need to go away so that they can be repurposed. And
This is happening. Anyone denies it.
Yeah.
Is what would you call them, a spiritual murderer?
They are a spiritual murderer. Yeah. Well, the biggest terrorists and spiritual murderers are those newspaper people. Do you remember when I called the Israeli army? In fact, I need to put that show up again on this. I called them and I told them, I said that their commander, who was putting out these notices to the press, he was the terrorist. I said that there are no terrorists that are doing this, that, and the other. I said there is a terrorist who is in operation, and that's this guy. And I told him what, you know, whoever the name was at the time. And the lady's, oh, I'm sorry you feel like that.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you talk about the Grey Wolf, because that Grey Wolf guy is I forget the name. It was a supposed secret military thing after World War II to put in in case Germany won. This is, you know, the story of World War II. But they put this thing together, and the one of the terrorist guy that was allegedly going around doing all the damage was Grey Wolf. So you've just put that together for me, because I've been always thinking, why would they call him Grey Wolf for? You go.
Mm. Absolutely. So yeah, we're getting close to the next week. We're doing 52, which is of course seven. So you're and we're dealing with, and it's also in the 16th what's called a group number, which it puts it with sulfur, interestingly enough, oxygen, and a few others. And so that's dealing next week, I won't ruin it next week for you, but you'll be like, oh, I've never heard of that, but then I have heard of that next week.
I'm the same with every episode, because basically what you're doing is filling in these gaps that I've had over the last 40 something years where I've been like delving into this stuff. You're actually, what you do is fill those little tiny gaps that I've got in my head, you know, like, I don't lose sleep over any of the stuff, but all of a sudden they make sense. It makes a lot of sense. This whole mind computer. And it's true, as you said before, enough we talked about it on air, but all of these stories are all of the, you know, between theosophy, Rosicrucians, Christianity, Catholicism, Judaism. It's the same old story every time, using the same numbers and the same base metals. So,
and do you know, speaking of that, though, about the Blavatsky characters, I wanted to bring her up because I'm not sure I really finished how much of a pain in the butt she is. Because if you read, she leaves out the very first part, which is, and you'll find out why this is interesting. But if you go, it says, this is the number one line on the so-called Emerald Tablet. It says, it is true, no lie, certain, and to be depended upon. Meaning that, yep, that what you're saying is true, it's a fact. She removes that whole line.
Yeah, so they're very good at doing these things, like giving you a 90% of truth and holding 10% back.
Yeah, and she also then removes... She removes the line zero, where we talk about where the Chiram's named, about who this person is. This Ram, this Chai Ram, the Ram, I think of a Ram chip.
Notice also, I'll keep talking about the backs of cars, which I've been saying is keeping you in the subconscious area. You're watching the backs of cars, and every one of them's got some kind of heavy level esoteric symbol on the back. But Ram is a big one at the moment on the back of big utes. The I think it's Ford or Ford Ram, RAM. So there you go.
Oh yeah,
Hiram.
Yeah, Hiram, and it's also the 22nd letter in the Greek alphabet. But you also know 22 is simply 4, no matter what, no matter who says it, and that's your da letter, your door, your mind lets. So then, if you she also gets rid of, let's say, line 13 and 14. And what's interesting about 13 is that that's also where Chiram is saying that this is who I am. He says, I am one in essence, but three in aspect. Do you see how there's a trinity there?
That's
pretty important if you left that out. Now, if you leave out the first part and the second part and that bit, you've left out everything. Because then when you read her list, it doesn't mean anything anymore. And that's how you have all these people who are who are into this type of stuff, who don't know anything, because they follow these characters like Blavatsky, and they don't know how to read a book, let's say, like the Secret Teachings of All Ages, because they think they need to read it from front to back. That's not how you read it. As you're coming into something, open up the part that deals with that subject and read that part, because that's the only way you can bring all this in, because it's quite a bit. It's helpful to start at the end first. Meaning that nobody can lie to you once you allow yourself to be in control of your own mind. All right. You just have to do that. You can't let anyone walk up to you and throw a boogeyman on you or a corpse on you and say, you got to eat this. No, I don't.
It's true.
I don't have to eat any of that.
When COVID, the COVID scam was going, how you described, you said, if someone came up and said, you know, where's your mask? You say, where are you going? I'm a man in Christ, back off. Or, you know, would you say, I'm a living man in Christ, back off? Yeah. And I thought that's the best way.
I would change all my, who was I with? I was with somebody who is around high, top-notch energies. He was that's the kind of name he went by, but he was around for a while. He ran into me down in Florida. So I met him, down there, and we went into a Walmart. I had to buy something for the old folks home. So I was walking in, and I just walked past the guy that was handing the stuff out. I just put my hand out, like waved him away. And then I kept walking, and that guy is behind me. He goes, I'm with him. And he kept walking.
Because that's how you had to deal with it. Yeah. And again, you had to have the truth in your heart to just yeah. like look at you just have to look at these people that are standing there with their mask on with scared little round little terrified eyes and just go yeah. back off. I'm a living man in Christ. See you later. That's fantastic. That was one of my favorite songs. Hey, well, Dave, we probably will close it up because I think, to me, this is one of the best shows we've ever done. And I always say that, but this is a real good one. Antimony. Antimony. Why didn't I know this stuff? I know this stuff before?
And I was thinking also, before we forget, about the Chiram idea, just to break it down, I was just thinking, so Chi, not only is it the 22nd letter of the Greek alphabet, but it's also what's known as like the vital energy that animates your body in like
I'm big into this. I do believe in it too. I think that this we've got an incredible power that they've kind of suppressed in an energy system.
So Rick, put that chi, that C-H-I, that chi, consider that like a mindset. And then the second part of the word is RAM. Like random access memory. That's your Chi RAM. That's what's put into you. So we've been speaking about what's absorbing you. The gray wolf takes you. That's the idea that consumes you, because an idea that you run after is consuming of all your time. You can tell when people are consumed with something. They don't stop talking about it, XYZ. And especially with sports and things like that. Especially if they pick up golf or if they pick up thing, and that's all they then talk about. So they're consumed with that. That's their Chi RAM. That's their Chi RAM. You know, that's what's driving them.
Chi RAM. That's fantastic.
I found it interesting. Yeah. So, So next week is 52 and we'll get into something new.
Number seven. It's fabulous, man. Hey, so everyone out there listening to the Bongversation. Now, interestingly, so you've changed the YouTube that was getting you had 1.911 or something or other people on there. Is that not, you can't post to that anymore on that YouTube thing?
That one's gone. It's still up. It's still up. They haven't taken the videos down, but they've deleted me from having access to it.
Dear idea. So where are you posting the stuff on the YouTube?
On a new channel. They said you're locked out of that one, but don't you worry, sport. You can open up a new channel. So I did. I opened up a new
and
one.
So what's it called? Dave J?
Dave J. Yeah. It's just a different color. That's it.
That's it? Okay.
And yeah, just Dave J. I'll put a link to it. And
truthmeets.com's got the professional audio untouched. And we'll probably put a bit of music towards the end of this one. But it's the YouTube. So it's this Dave J. YouTube.com. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Just Dave J with the letter J. D-A-V-E-J.
All right. Fantastic.
And then they'll find it. Just put Bongversations 50,
Dave J.
51 or 52, whatever.
Fantastic,
next week,
Dave. 52. And everyone out there, be blessed on this we're just about to December, just about December. Fabulous. All right, Dave, you send that bot out, and I'll speak to you a bit in the green room. We'll go in the green room.
All right, cheers, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
In the morning fun when no one will be drinking any more wine, I'll wake the sun up by giving him a fresh air full of the wind cup, and I won't be found in the shadows hiding sorrow, and I can wait for fate to bring around to me any part of my tomorrow. Yeah.
yesterday.